Among the saints commemorated today, our Holy Father Theodosius the Great, the first founder and organizer of Cenobitic monasticism. He was born of devout parents in Cappadocia, in the village of Mogarisus. As a young man, he visited St. Simon Stylites, who blessed him and predicted for him great spiritual glory. Theodosius set out in search of a place in which to found a monastery. He took with him a censer containing cold charcoal and incense. At the place where the charcoal suddenly ignited of itself, he stopped, settled down, and began to lead a life of asceticism. There, very quickly, gathered round him many monks of different nationalities and with different languages. He therefore built a church for each language group, so that services were conducted and God praised at the same moment in Greek, Armenian, Georgian, and so forth. But on a day when they were to receive communion, all the brethren gathered in the great church, where the service was conducted in Greek. The refectory was common to all. They held all possessions in common, labored in common, endured in common, and often hungered in common. Theodosius was a sublime example to all the monks, an example in work, in prayer, in fasting, in vigils, and in all the Christian virtues. And God endowed him with the gifts of wonder-working, to heal the sick, to be present and help from a distance, to tame wild beasts, to predict the future, and to increase bread and wheat. Prayer was on his lips day and night. He entered peacefully into rest in the Lord in the year 529 at the age of 105. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.